Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current home, Rocket can. All right, Derrick Henry, Tennessee Titans running back. I'm going to talk about him coming up in just a second, because I saw a question on First Take the other day that's a little ridiculous, but Derrick Henry is certainly making a case for himself when it comes to the most valuable player discussion this year, one that a running back shouldn't be making. Get to that in a second. But first, let's get to Brian in Georgia. Brian, you're on the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Brian?
Yeah, I just want to share, y'all are talking about Roman Reigns. I believe he's where he needs to be right now. I don't really think that he needs Paul Heyman's help at this moment. But I also wanted to share that with my favorite wrestler, Randy Orton, I think he's runner-up to Roman Reigns, and I think what he's doing Riddle right now is just building that character up for Riddle. For Paul Heyman, I believe Paul Heyman would be better with maybe a Big E or Finn Balor.
Well, I mean, I think you saw them plant the seeds for the Paul Heyman-Roman Reigns divorce at that Crown Jewel event. Anthony, would you agree with that? I mean, that whole belt-tossing moment, if he tossed the belt in between Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns.
Who was he giving it to, Robin? We don't know. Who was he trying to give the belt to?
So I think that, to me, planted the seeds of, and that was well done, by the way.
They've handled that so well, like not knowing where his Heyman's true his allegiance lies with. They've handled that so well. That was so good, especially on the Go Home show when they had the contract signing and, you know, Reigns is calling him, you big dummy, you signed the contract, you big farmer dummy, you didn't look at the contract you signed. And Lesnar says he read it earlier in the morning with his advocate, Paul Heyman. They just did such a good job setting that up.
Yeah, no question. Definitely did a good job setting it up. Hopefully it pays off even further down the line. I'm interested to see how they book this Roman Reigns thing from here on out, because they've just been feeding him legend after legend. How long can they keep it going? I mean, because that's kind of what he's also doing right now, is like a legendary sort of streak, right? You're talking about, you know, somebody who's had the belt for over a year. That doesn't really happen much anymore. And it's just going and going and going and taking it further and further and further. So that's pretty cool. Pretty cool to see. All right, Derrick Henry, also very cool to see. Now, I saw on First Take, I think it was Tim Tebow was on with Stephen A, and they had a lower third. Who would you rather have right now, Patrick Mahomes or Derrick Henry? That's taking it a bridge too far. You know, Patrick Mahomes is in that point of his career where he's been so awesome for so long that, you know, now somebody's coming in and saying, oh, okay, you know, Mahomes, you know, you've been so awesome for so long, but you struggle a little bit relative to your performance before, so now you stink. And, you know, that's out of control. You can't go that far. Well, Mahomes is still a great, great, great player. He just, you know, maybe perhaps some of us, like myself, overstated the gap between him and the other elite, elite quarterbacks. Because to me, the gap between Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Kyler Murray, Josh Allen, and Dak Prescott, and the rest of the league is very large. I didn't list those guys in order, but to me, those are the guys. And the gap between them and pretty much everybody else, we'll see if like a Justin Herbert can work his way in there. But right now, it's those guys and everybody else. But maybe the gap between Patrick Mahomes and those guys isn't quite as great as we thought. Or maybe he just, you know, had a couple of rough weeks. The Chiefs had a couple of rough weeks. I do think people are blowing it out of proportion to a certain degree. As far as, you know, Mahomes versus Derrick Henry, though, you just simply can't make the case that Derrick Henry is more valuable in the long term than Patrick Mahomes, that you'd rather have Derrick Henry than Patrick Mahomes, which is probably why Derrick Henry will not win the MVP. But the fact that Derrick Henry is even in the MVP conversation is an achievement in and of itself. This is a guy who plays a position that is easily replaceable. Think about it like this. When you see any running back go down, any of them go down, what's the first thing you think from fantasy purposes? Oh, who's their backup, right? Run and pick up their backup. Doesn't matter. Doesn't even matter who the backup is. Generally, somebody you don't even know their name. And people run and pick them up from the waiver wire and throw them in because they just assume they're going to produce. Because running backs are replaceable. So he plays an increasingly replaceable position. On top of that, he doesn't even play the position in the way that I think is best for it. Where I think running backs are best as like a true pass catching Swiss Army knife kind of player. You know, those are the best running backs to me in general, or the most valuable running backs. The guys who can take a handoff, can catch it out of the backfield, can do all sorts of stuff. And that's not Derrick Henry. He's a straight-ahead battering ram. So, I'm impressed. I don't have another word for it by what he's been able to do because he keeps doing it. Especially given he rushed for 2,000 yards last season. And generally, when that happens, the fall off comes the next season, the season after. But that hasn't happened for Derrick Henry. He's not falling off at all. He's still going. And he's going to rush for 2,000 again, which no one has ever done. He's about to do it again. He might set the NFL all-time record. Now, there could be a little bit of a note there because that would be in a 17th game, possibly, longer season, all that stuff. Nevertheless, the fact that a running back is in the MVP conversation is nuts. It's nuts. Derrick Henry. What do you think? Does he have a legit case as MVP of the NFL? 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. At Robin Lundberg on Twitter. Does Derrick Henry have a legit case as NFL MVP? Because, I mean, what he's doing is, it's wild. It's kind of 101. He's not even, like, running for, you know, his team. He's running for history. Because when you start to talk about peaks and the running backs and the guys who have, you know, impressed you the most across history, you're going to have to start to mention Derrick Henry. You know, he belongs there now. Derrick Henry is doing special things. He's not just like, you know, maybe the best running back in the game today. He's putting his name up there with anybody. Let's go to Tony in West Virginia. Tony, you're up on the Robin Lundberg Show. What's going on, Tony?
Good morning, sir. So I think Henry's outstanding. I think Mahomes is outstanding. I mean, if there ever were a year like the Peyton Manning McNair year where there was two people splitting the award, this would be that season because there's so many. Look at the way Brady and Rodgers are playing. The list goes on and on and on. Tyler Murray. But with all that being said, I think it's hands down Lamar Jackson. As far as – and I say that I don't say that he should be unanimous. I just mean there's room for there to be two people splitting it, but I think Lamar Jackson absolutely needs to be considered for, you know, being one of those guys. And the reason that that is the Ravens have lost 17 players this year, you know, going into the year and throughout the year, a total of 17 players, and the majority of them are starters on both sides of the ball. And the fact that he has them currently sitting at the one seed in the AFC in one of the most competitive divisions in football, and he's done what many people are saying he can't. He's improved with being consistent in passing, you know, his passing game. I just think currently right now you got to go with Lamar Jackson.
I think I agree with you. I think when you look at the season that Lamar Jackson is having and that the Ravens are having, he would probably get my MVP vote at this moment. And look, I know it's a quarterback award. It kind of has to be. That's, again, why I'm so impressed by Derrick Henry. You know, I can make this point without saying I'd actually give him an MVP vote. The fact that he's in the conversation is wild. It's wild. That's, you know, not supposed to happen today. Lance in Dallas. Lance, you're up next on the show. What's going on?
Yeah, I was just wanting to talk about Roman Reigns. You know, we're talking about he's the bloodline chief and all that. Don't you think it's going to culminate WrestleMania with The Rock?
That's what a lot of the speculation has been. I mean, that the Rock would have to agree to do it, right? I mean, the Rock is a pretty big star nowadays. I don't know what his ambitions are as far as wrestling goes and where his loyalty is as far as that goes and, you know, his age and health.
I'm thinking, you know, he was trying to be in Dallas the first time it was here with 100,000 people. And so now him coming back with the family thing and play, you know, they did that movie with the Fast and Furious. And so it seems like they're all headed towards that.
Well, if they did do that, yeah, that'd be great. I mean, this is how – now the question is who's the – and maybe Anthony could help me with this. Who's the next in line? Because I think if you book that actually the best way – Reigns carries the title all the way and beats The Rock. But then you have to find who's going to take the belt off of Roman Reigns because you could make a real star by taking the belt off of Roman Reigns after that with whoever does it. I just don't know who that person is. And that's part of the WWE's problem, I think, you know, in general, or some of the criticism that's fair is maybe they don't have, you know, they haven't built as many stars. That's why they're bringing guys back to fight Roman Reigns, to take on Roman Reigns, like Brock Lesnar, like John Cena, et cetera, because Roman Reigns is so far and away better than everybody else.
All right, well, thank you, buddy.
Yeah, appreciate the call. I mean, Anthony, how would you book that?
Wait, going forward with Roman Reigns?
Yeah. Let's say you had The Rock at WrestleMania.
Yeah, listen, I mean, you can't get any bigger than that match. I mean, that's the match that everybody wants to see. Now, obviously, we'll have to see with The Rock's schedule. I don't know what his movie schedule is like. Right now, he's filming Black Adam. By the way, the little clip that we saw last week was amazing. So he's filming Black Adam right now for DC. So I don't know what his schedule is going to look like after this, because obviously he's going to need some time so we could get into wrestling shape. So I don't know what his movie schedule is like after he's filming Black Adam, but I mean that's the match. I mean, it doesn't get any bigger than that. Like, that's the match that's left that everybody wants to see. It doesn't get any bigger than that. I mean, clearly that would be ideal. I mean, Reigns is going to carry it all the way to Mania, face The Rock. Obviously, The Rock is not staying around. He's going to go back to his movie. So, of course, Reigns is going to win that match. And then again, yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, that's the biggest problem that WWE deserves some criticism is, like you said, that's why we've been seeing these guys come back, Goldberg come back, because they don't have enough, like, big-time stars. They have a lot of young guys that are talented. I like Damian Priest a lot. I think he has a really good future. But again, he just came up to the main roster not too long ago, so it's going to be some time for him. There's a couple guys in NXT that are really talented. But, yeah, I mean, like, they don't have, like, there's right now not like one guy that's jumping out at me that would say, yeah, you're going to put the belt on him. But whoever gets it, I mean, it's going to get a big rub. I mean, like, whoever winds up eventually taking down Roman Reigns. So, but yeah, I mean, that's the match everybody wants to see. WrestleMania 38, Reigns versus The Rock. I mean, it doesn't get any bigger than that.
No question. Let's go to Zach in Kansas. Zach, you're up next on the Robin Lundberg Show. What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of weigh in on the Derrick Henry thing with a few points. I think it's a travesty he didn't get the MVP last year, you know, running for 2,000 yards. I don't think there's a 2,000-yard rusher that hasn't got the MVP. He's got all the tools that you need out of a running back. He's got the home run speed. He has good vision. And he's got the best skill in football, which is, or the best ability, which is availability. Never gets hurt. If he gets 2,000 yards again, I think it's a no-brainer. You give it to him again. You got to give him the MVP.
Well, I mean, look, he's on his way towards 2,000. Alan Newsom, 23, tweets in, Derrick Henry would have a long way to go to break the all-time rushing record. He would have to stay healthy and still have a good O-line to even think about coming close to that rushing record. Well, I mean, yeah, he's got to stay healthy. Yeah, the offensive line has to play well, but he's on, like, that trajectory, and he's got an extra game. So I don't think it's that far-fetched. I mean, he's definitely on. He's got to be on a 2,000-yard pace again. There's no question. He's up over 700 after six games. So he's got to be on a 2,000-yard pace. Let's see what his exact stats are at the moment. Derrick Henry is currently sitting at 783 yards rushing and 10 touchdowns, by the way. So far, that's through six games.
He's leading in rushing yards, attempts, and touchdowns, all three categories.
So six games is what? That's like a third of the season? Six times three is 18. Oh, just over a third of the season. So you take 783, multiply it by 2.7, let's say, and he's over 2,000, yeah. So I think he's on that pace. For sure. And that's, you know, you're supposed to fall off after the 2,000-yard season. Jason Snur tweets in, Astros are great, and this is coming from a Cardinals fan who still remembers the great rivalry of the early 2000s. Hell, Bregman and Correa helped carry my championship fantasy team this year when Acuna went down. If you want to weigh in on any of the topics that we've discussed on the show, now is your chance. Get a little interactive here. The Astros, are you ready to admit that they're awesome? 855-212-4227. How concerned should the Lakers be after Dwight Howard and AD got into it? 855-212-4227. They start the season 0-2. Roman Reigns, is he far and away the best wrestler in the game? 855-212-4227. And does Derrick Henry have a legitimate case for NFL MVP? 855-212-4227. 4227 at Robin Lundberg on Twitter. Plus, I'll give you my NFL picks coming up as well. It is the Robin Lundberg Show, and it's here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
855-212-4227 if you want to weigh in, or at Robin Lundberg on Twitter as well, which is RobinLundberg. Want to hear from you. As always, how about Jeff in Dallas? Jeff, you're on the show. What's going on?
How you doing, boss? Hey, I love the Derrick Henry take. Not a Titans fan, but just pure respect for this guy. You had me with all the math, but to even keep it simpler, you're seeing those videos online where the 8-year-olds are playing tackle football, and they're all about like 3'6", and then there's that one kid that's like 5'10". Just running all over him. I mean, that's what this guy looks like in the NFL. And he doesn't get enough respect. I bet if you polled DBs and linebackers, when Derrick Henry breaks out in the open, there's a whole lot of business decisions being made. And I think these grown men, NFL players, are probably actually afraid of him. I mean, he's ragdolling people. You hit it right on the head. And my question to you is, do you ever remember him even being on the injury report or hurt? I can't recall.
I mean, I haven't followed the Titans that closely. I'm sure it's happened. But, like, here's the thing. When you're different like that, the phrase I use for Derrick Henry, or the you know, terminology is he's built different, right? And he is built different. And guys who are built different, sometimes they don't go through the same things that other people go through, at least as often or as, you know, pronounced. And I think that's the case with Derrick Henry. Like you just stated, right? Like he looks like he's running up against some of the best, biggest, strongest human beings on the planet. And he looks like the big guy out there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's, and unfortunately, I don't know who degraded the running back, whether it was football or the NFL itself, because it's now a passing game. But I mean, this guy, I don't remember anybody running like him for a while.
Yeah, I think it's just the way the sport has evolved. I don't think it's anybody in particular. It's just the way that the sport has evolved. I appreciate the call. How about Philip in Dallas as well? Philip, you're up on the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
What's going on, man? Going on. Hey, quick question. Actually, a couple questions. If you think if the Ravens just keep on this trajectory on the way they're going, winning games, Lamar Jackson balling out the way he is, how do you not think of, one, Lamar MVP again, and John Harbaugh, Coach of the Year, with all the injuries, if they're able to keep winning games like this with that clip? Because, I mean, I heard their IR account compared to, like, the Lions and the record. How could he not be in Coach of the Year? And honestly, why is he not even up there right now the way that they're playing? Appreciate it, man. You have a good one.
Well, look, I mean, I don't think people have talked about Coach of the Year too much as of this moment. So that's probably why. It's also difficult to give Coach of the Year and the MVP because, you know, if you're saying Lamar Jackson's the MVP, he's helping Harbaugh's coaching. If you're saying Harbaugh's the Coach of the Year, you're saying, you know, he's helping Lamar's campaign and lessens his MVP chances. I mean, they both deserve to be in the conversation. I'm not trying to take any credit away from either of them. Right now, Lamar Jackson would get my MVP vote right now just because of what he's done. It's been spectacular as both a runner and a passer. And there's just nothing you could say about it other than that. He's been spectacular. But as far as the candidates, I mean, how do you say that Tom Brady doesn't have a case for MVP? Or Dak Prescott doesn't have a case for MVP? Or Kyler Murray doesn't have a case for MVP? Or Josh Allen doesn't have a case for MVP? Or I think eventually Patrick Mahomes will be back in that conversation. You know? It's just those guys all belong together. The one name that doesn't belong in that mix is Derrick Henry, and that's what's impressed me. He doesn't belong there, and yet he is there, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Todd in Wisconsin. Todd, you're up next here on the Robin Lundberg Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Robin. How are you? Hey, enjoy the show. Going back to Simmons, the 76ers seem like they have some accountability in the sense that there are plenty of scouting reports, apparently, you know, that even going back to when he was in college, that he wouldn't practice shooting, he wouldn't engage with the team, he was virtually uncoachable. So why do you think they ignored all the scouting reports?
I think talent, you know, you see the talent that Ben Simmons had. Let me flip that question on you, right, Todd? Because why do you think those things are just coming out now, right? Why do you think that these things are coming out now and nobody was bringing them up before? Because let's be honest about it. The consensus opinion on Ben Simmons was that he was a future superstar.
Well, I think it's a great point, but I think it also speaks to how a lot of times these scouts get ignored because, you know, GMs, owners, teams will be maybe too arrogant in assuming that they can coach someone up. And they'll ignore scouting stuff, I think, sometimes.
Well, I mean, look, everybody has an ego. So everybody thinks they're the ones that can fix any problems like that. So that's another factor in it that comes in. They're, you know. Go ahead.
Yeah, no doubt. You were talking about Barkley a few weeks ago. It's kind of a similar thing there where everyone wants to beat him up, but he's the same guy as he was at Penn State. He'd go down fast, you know, completely inconsistent between the tackles. You know, he'd get a couple of good plays, and scouts called all that out. And for some reason, the Giants said, nope, we'll take him at two, you know?
So you're referencing Saquon Barkley. Appreciate the call and the point. You know, I can't really recall a running back I've seen stopped at the line of scrimmage or behind it as much as Saquon Barkley, who has that explosive ability. I think, you know, the Giants need to leverage that a little bit more in the passing game and the like. Obviously, he's dealing with an injury now. I don't know if it's quite the same as Ben. I don't know how we get from Saquon Barkley to Ben Simmons, but yes, scouts are paid to do that stuff. I'm sure some scouts did point it out, but when you see people get enamored with talent, and Saquon has an explosive running ability, he will bust off 60 something yards, and you know Ben Simmons has that obvious talent that is hard to ignore, and that's where I think you know you see what you get and the results and the reason that you know he was supposed to be the guy that paid off the entire process, and it hasn't quite worked out that way.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. And Alexander in Illinois, you're on the show.
Hey, how's it going, man?
What's good, man? How are you?
I'm all right. I just wanted to talk about the Lakers a little bit. Now, I've watched the past two games for them, and, man, they look like the oldest team in the league. Like, they just, you know, there's new superstars coming in, like Trae Young, Luka Doncic, Devin Booker even. And it just seems like it's coming to an end with LeBron. I know his stats are still there and he's still so dominant and powerful, but like their team is just not there. I think the Russell Westbrook move was the worst thing for them. He looks lost on the court. For one, he's always been a turnover guy. He turns the ball over. He's inconsistent with his shot. And their whole team as a whole is terrible at free throws. And I remember back in the day when Kobe was playing, they were in the finals and they were down like 10 and they went to the free throw line and they ended up coming back and winning that game in the finals because they just made their free throws and they were getting fouled. I just don't see this team like coming up at the end of the season and doing that. I think they're at best a 55 wins team. And I think they get bounced in the second round because these young cats are coming up and they want to piece of the cookie, man. They want the championship, and I just don't see it happening for the Lakers. I think we need to stop, like, you know, building them up and building LeBron James up these days, and I think we need to start realizing that it's coming to an end. He's going to end with four rings. That's just my opinion, man. That's what I got to say.
Well, I mean, he might end with four rings. I don't think that matters. You know, I think LeBron, the biggest thing left for LeBron is catching Kareem, personally. I think LeBron catching Kareem is way bigger than any ring he could win. I suppose you could make the argument if he wins two more rings and were to tie Michael Jordan, that would be as big. But one more ring, that's not even close to passing Kareem, in my opinion. I mean, I think passing Kareem will put him in the books. There's no arguing about that, right? Like, you can't argue whether he's the NBA's all-time leading scorer. He will be the NBA's all-time leading scorer if he passes Kareem. That's just a fact. And if you were to add that with his MVPs, with what we all know about him, with his four rings, and he's the all-time leading scorer, top five at assists. I mean, that's the biggest thing LeBron could do for his GOAT debate now is individual statistics. Just stay around, play long enough, score enough points to eventually pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. As far as, you know, the ring for the Lakers, I agree he's probably not going to win this year. I mean, but I don't think that's his fault. I think, you know, the level LeBron's still playing at is amazing, considering where he's at. It's just that roster is flawed, very flawed. And it's a testament to how great LeBron is that people were willing to overlook some of that stuff to still put the Lakers in the finals or, you know, pencil them in as champions or something like that, even though they don't have anything outside of LeBron and AD. Now, LeBron and AD is a lot, don't get me wrong. And it should be ultimately enough to keep them afloat. But in the NBA today, it's hard. I mean, it's a star-driven league, but it's harder and harder to do it with just a couple guys. It is because the three-point shot has exploded to the degree that it has, and so many guys are shooting the three well that, you know, teams are more dangerous as a whole than they were. It's more difficult, I think, for an individual to win a game than it was in the past. Let's go to Brady in Windsor. Brady, you're up next here on the Robin Lundberg Show. What's up?
Oh, good morning, Robin. Great show as always. Well, right now I would vote for Jackson as MVP because if he stays healthy, he could pass for 4,500 yards and run for 1,500 yards and lead the Ravens to the Super Bowl. But, man, Derrick Henry, well, I'm old enough to remember Jim Brown, and that's what Jim Brown used to do in his heyday, run by people and over people. And, well, you mentioned Dusty Baker. Well, Dusty Baker and I aren't that far apart in age, and I've always been a big Dusty Baker fan, both when he was a player and a manager. He's an underrated manager. He's one heck of a manager. And as one of his players one time said about him, Dusty Baker is so cool, he makes the Fonz look square, so I'll be rooting for him in the World Series. And you mentioned wrestling. Well, did you know that Yokozuna, who's one of The Rock's cousins, I don't know who has more cousins, me or The Rock, well, he died 21 years ago today. He's only 34, but he weighed like 700 pounds because I remember when he first came to the WWE, he was about 500, and he put on 220 or 40 more pounds. But, yeah, so anyway, thanks for putting me on, Robin. Have a good day.
Yeah, no, look, of course I remember Yokozuna. I didn't realize he died that long ago. It's time is crazy. 21 years ago, October 23rd. Yeah, October 23rd. 2000. Yokozuna was dominant force for a minute there, and then I think I watched a documentary on him where he did sort of, you know, eat himself and other things into extraordinarily bad health, obviously leading to his death. But when he had come in, he had a run there for a minute as a, you know, a pure heel champion, and he was fighting Lex Luger and Bret Hart and Hulk Hogan and guys like that around that time. But yeah, of course I remember Yokozuna. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Joel in Dallas. Joel, you're up next on the show.
Hey, Robin, long-time listener. Love the Saturdays. Comment on the Derrick Henry thing. I think if he busts 2,000 yards and the Titans make a run into the playoffs, he well deserves it, the MVP. Next question, why are fourth down stops, turnovers, not calculated as turnovers? Our high school team here in Dallas didn't get any turnovers. We usually get them. Everybody was on them last night for not getting any turnovers, but they made 3 fourth down stops. Question, comments, thoughts on that? Appreciate it. I'll hang up and listen.
Why high school teams are not counting turnovers? Is that what you said?
Well, high schools, and I know the pros don't calculate, you know, fourth down stops as turnovers either, do they?
A turnover on downs is how I've always seen it referred to. I guess it doesn't count as a turnover in the stat sheet? I don't believe so. There's no one to attribute it to necessarily, but it is referred to as a turnover on downs. I don't believe it does, though. I mean, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. No, they do not count as turnovers in statistics for either team. Turnovers, statistics tally turnovers that occur during a play, fumble recoveries, interceptions, and the like. So no, turnover on downs is not technically a turnover, at least a quantifiable turnover. I never really had thought about that, to be honest with you. And I don't really care. if I'm being even more honest, I don't care at all. Bill in Houston. Bill, you're up next here on the Robin Lundberg Show. What's going on?
Good morning, sir. It's what's sad about the Astros is people are not going to give them the proper due, that they're going to hang the 2017 stuff on them for as long as they can. I think it's a lazy take now. Get over it. Look at what they've done. They demolished the White Sox, which was a stylish pick in the American League. The last three games, they demolished the Red Sox. Look at what they did. Look at their body of work in the playoffs so far. But no matter what they do, they could go 7 games with the Dodgers and Braves, lose or win it all. It doesn't matter. People are still going to bang on them for what happened 4 years ago. But look at those players, 1 through 7. I can't remember a team that had 1 through 7 who could beat you every night. I mean, they're hitting Kyle Tucker 7, 6 and 7. They're hitting American League batting champion in Gurriel sixth and seventh in that order. That's a tremendous team, and it's sad that, you know, a lot of baseball people are going to turn their nose up at these guys.
Well, I mean, look, I understand being upset about it. I understand holding it against them. I do. Like, I get that part. I get. What I don't understand is not giving them any credit for what they're doing now. Like, you could do both. It's not hard. You could both say, shame on you for cheating, but damn, you're good. There. I just did it, right? Shame on you for cheating, but damn, you're good. And I think that's where the problem is when it comes to the Astros, is people have difficulty with that and that concept. When, to me, that's something that's very easy to do. That I just did. That many people could be able to do. And with the Astros, you have to take into account the history of cheating in baseball, which runs deep. It's not like they're by themselves. You have to take into account the fact that the Astros are, you know, not the only team that's cheated in professional sports. The Patriots and others have, and they're not solely identified for their cheating. And you have to take into account that, you know, they're doing what they're doing after cheating, which is amazing. Amazing to see. Let's go to Mayo in North Carolina. Mayo, you're up next here on the Robin Lundberg Show. What's going on?
Thanks for talking to me. The problem I have with the Lakers is Russell Westbrook. I think it was a mistake picking him up. He's been overrated. He can't shoot. He has a hard shot, and it bounces way off, so he never gets any of those looks, those lucky roll-ins. And the guy that came in, I don't know his name, so I'll, for lack of a better word, I'll say the white guy that came in about the third or fourth quarter.
Now,
he has a good outside shot, and that's what the Lakers need. They need a good three-point bomber. And they need to send Dwight Howard back, and he's been making a joke out of the league for 4 or 5 years now. And it's a joke to him that somebody would pay him to come out there and mess around. And that's what I have to say. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, you know, that's true. You're the second caller that's brought up Austin Reeves. I wouldn't say Dwight has been a joke for that long, because Dwight did help them win the championship. We have to give credit where it's due. He was an important piece for them winning the championship. But yes, he's more known for histrionics and being a nuisance and all that stuff than he is for what he actually contributes at this point. Let's go to Curtis in South Carolina. Curtis, you're up next here on the Robin Lundberg Show.
Good morning. I'm a first-time caller, but I want to have an argument about Derrick Henry for MVP. You know, the most valuable player, we got four quarterbacks in there. I know it's a quarterback award, but if you take either one of them out, either Tom Brady or my quarterback, I'm a Green Bay Packer, Aaron Rodgers, there's other quarterbacks that can fill that slot. But with Derrick Henry and his role, he's more valuable because it's a scarcity. And I think that needs to be noted.
No, see, I disagree because, yeah, there's scarcity, but there's – running back production is easy to replace. Quarterback production is not. I mean, and having teams go forever looking for an elite quarterback. So while Derrick Henry, you could make the case, is different from all the other running backs to a degree that no quarterback is different than the other quarterbacks, the value of a quarterback is so much inherently greater than the value of a running back that I don't think you can make that case.
Can you follow what I'm saying? Now that you have four people that you have mentioned, you know, Dak Prescott, Lamar Jackson, is that really valid?
Yes, I think so. I mean, because if you don't have one of those guys, you're on a different level. And if you have one of those guys, you're a Super Bowl contender. I mean, for the most part. And that's taking nothing away from Derrick Henry. I mean, like, my point is that Derrick Henry's so impressive that he's in the mix with those guys when no running back has any business being in the mix with those guys. That's my point on Derrick Henry. Not that, you know, he is the MVP, though, just because it's too tough for me. It's too tough for me to put a running back up there with quarterbacks, unfortunately. 855-212-4227. Does Derrick Henry belong in the MVP conversation? How concerned should the Lakers be? Is Roman Reigns the best wrestler in the industry? Are you ready to admit that the Astros are awesome? All topics we've discussed, 855-212-4227. But coming up, I will make my NFL picks for this coming week. I think I had a good week last week. I have to get it confirmed, but I'm pretty sure.
Great week.
I had a great week. What was
9-4 last week?
9-4. There you go. Making up some ground. So what's my overall now?
You are now 5-under, 29-34-1.
Well, that's doable now, right? Like, it doesn't seem so...
Absolutely. Not so daunting.
Not so daunting anymore. All right. I'll make my NFL picks for this week. See if I can go 9-4 or better again. It's the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.